This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. If you've been paying attention to sports, it's a rather bleak Thursday. But, you know, we still got a show. Sometimes it's fun to complain. We're going to do that this morning. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. It's the Fan Early Morning Show for the Average Joe. And the Average Joe wants to shop like a pro. The Average Joe can go to CGR Wholesale, our Fan Early Morning Show sponsor. It's a pleasure to be with you. It's actually a very nice morning. It's very... It's warm, but it's not hot. It's a very comfortable temperature to wake up to this morning. I'm sure the sun will fix that. It's supposed to be a hot week. We got a little bit of rain yesterday, like was in the forecast, but nothing major. And this morning is it's a rather peaceful morning. I don't know how it's going to feel when the sun comes up, because I got here and the sun was still below the horizon. So we'll see. But if you're getting up, if you're getting out the door this morning, it's comfortable as of this 5 o'clock hour. All right. Watch us on YouTube as well. I'd like to remind people of that. You can watch us on YouTube. We have a live stream now running throughout our entire runs of shows. No pirate games. You know, boo, we got to, you know, can't be doing that. But, if you want to listen to any of our day part shows, you can watch on YouTube. And you can always listen on the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, Odyssey. So, you know, my goal, too, here for this show is to ease you into the sports talk of the day and ease you into, you know, the day, and then Crowley and Dorn bring the ruckus, and we go from there. But today's going to be one of those a little extra frustrated days for me. And I think this might be the last time I do this rant, because we're halfway through the season now, right? The All-Star break's next week. And we're going to see that. We'll talk about how likely Paul Skeens now is to host the All-Star game. Or not host, sorry. Start the All-Star game on the mound. In Texas. Texas is the hosting city. The state. I'm all frazzled now. I'm really upset, and my brain is not functioning properly. Let's try that again. Texas is a state. It's the Texas Rangers that are going to be hosting this season. And hopefully Paul Skeens starts on the mound for the National League in that game. There we go. That's what I want to say. That's about all the good news, and we'll talk about that a little bit, how likely that might be now, and why Major League Baseball should do it. It's been a conversation for a little while now, but it seems extra likely now more than ever that he's going to start. But anyway, we'll get there. So this is something that I woke up to with Charlie Borges, who's one of the producers here, sometimes does nights. And he was on yesterday because his headlines were playing overnight. How about the U.S. men's national team coach, Greg Berhalter, fired after Team USA gets eliminated in the group stage of the 2024 Copa America? That's tough. This guy was supposed to fix the problems. He's been around since 2018. And I was kind of shocked to hear that, but after a couple of underwhelming tournaments, that's their last big tournament, too, before the 2026 World Cup. And I see America is co-hosting. And so however that works, but yeah, they are 2 years away from hosting the 2026 FIFA World Cup, and Team USA got eliminated in the group stage of the this year's Copa America. So that's their next big tournament they're going to be playing in, so they're going to find a coach that can take them through the 2026 World Cup. An interesting time to fire a coach, but also it is tough. I mean, he has struggled. Well, the team struggled altogether from doing anything of relevance these last 6 years. So they had a disappointing finish, too, in 2022. And so woke up to that news. That's, you know, that's tough. I also woke up even earlier to the news because I heard the headlines when I got here. The shocking news, which some of you may not be shocked, the shocking news I heard or I found out about when I woke up, right when I woke up this morning, was on my phone and a notification from MLB.com that said the Pirates lost to the Brewers 9-0. Mm-hmm. So, Central game, I fell asleep listening to the game around when it was 4-0 in the middle innings. And, yeah. And then I saw the final was 9-0, and I was disappointed. So, no offense. Rowdy Tellez and Brian Reynolds were the only ones to get hits, and we, you know, praised them yesterday pretty thoroughly. Palacios got another hit. Other than that, Jared Triolo, who started at shortstop with O'Neill Cruz off. Everybody else, no hits. I guess Jack Swinski can be given an applause, a light one, because he walked. He's the only other one on base. And so, yeah. First inning was tough, too, because Christian Yelich beat out a ground ball to first base. And it almost seemed like that inning was going to go by quick. And then the Brewers scored two, which was unfortunate. And then they just kept chipping away. Two in the first, then two in the fourth, one in the fifth, one in the seventh, three in the eighth to really seal it. But they didn't need most of those runs because the Pirates didn't score at all. Martin Perez got his fifth loss of the season yesterday. Five earned runs on nine hits, five strikeouts in less than five innings pitched. 4 2/3, to be specific. Not a great showing. Not great. I don't know how to feel about some of these guys. I mean, Perez seems like one of those guys that you're going to deal at the deadline if you want to get some value back, but I don't know how much value you're going to get for him because the numbers aren't there anymore. I mean, earlier on in the year, he seemed like he was an efficient pitcher. And he was somebody you can rely on. And these last few starts after after he came back from his injury, he hasn't looked great. I mean, the contact he's giving up is hard contact, and he's giving up runs at a rate that you don't want to see runs given up. And on top of that, the Pirates are not hitting. And I joked, too, and I was hoping I was going to jinx the team into success. I was at a lunch yesterday with a group of people. And sports came up a little bit, and so they're talking about, oh, how about them Buccos, you know, because Pirates won 12-2 in game one, and we're all excited about that. Pirates really don't do well in Milwaukee either, so to win by 10 against the Brewers when the Brewers are at home, that's really exciting. You don't see that very often. You know, usually, you know, when they play in Milwaukee, they struggle. The Pirates struggle a lot. And, you know, the first game of the series, they set a tone that was like, all right, cool, exciting baseball, yay. You know, and then they counter that. And I was sarcastic at this lunch. They were talking about, how about them Buccos? And I'm like, you know what? The Pirates, they have a rule right now where they can't sweep a series. So don't expect to win today. Maybe you'll blame me now for jinxing them. But I thought I was going to reverse jinx them. And I thought I was going to be like, oh, hi, you know, maybe they finally figured it out. Yay. You know, They have a rule. They don't sweep any series. So, you know, don't expect a series sweep. They're going to lose one of these next two games. You know, and that was my, you know, I was hoping to jinx the team into success, and I didn't. And maybe you're going to blame me now that I'm saying it out loud. You're going to blame me for jinxing them into a loss. Either way, I mean, it's been a pattern for them this season to not sweep series. And it's just very curious. Now, Odell Cruz didn't play. That's the first name I see when I look at this lineup that wasn't in there that usually is. There's a starter that wasn't in there. I mean, he's going to need time off. Everybody needs a day. I can't blame him for that. And even, you know, Jared Triolo doesn't have the power of Cruz, but Triolo got a hit out of the ninth spot in the order. So, I mean, cool. That's whatever. That's fine. But Odell Cruz not in the order. I can't help but think that that has some correlation to perhaps how the Pirates performed. This is because when he's not in the lineup, like, I mean, he's such a threat when he's hitting. And he has been, I'd call him hot as of late. He's not been bad. He's been very good hitting. And now, without him in the lineup, Pirates score zero runs. I don't think that's a coincidence. I think they're more likely to score when he's in the lineup. But, I mean, zero runs. McCutchen put up a rarity. He didn't get up on base at all. Usually he gets on base, so one of his rare 0-for-4 performances. Ah, I mean, Tobias Myers. Against some of these pitchers, too, and some of these pitchers that are just, like, no-name guys. They seem to struggle as well. I mean, just looking at his stats, okay, that's not bad. He's 6-3 this season with a 3.13 ERA and 13 starts. Made 14 appearances. Okay, I'm all right, fine. He's a rookie, though. This is his first year in the majors. Sixth-round pick from the Baltimore Orioles in 2016. How about that? Okay, he's having a good year. That's tough. A 3.13 ERA, that's respectable. I don't know how much that went up or down. Well, could have gone up because he didn't give up any earned runs. I don't know how much that went down after pitching against the Pirates, but yeah. Well, how about Rob Zastrzyzny, too? Familiar name. Pitched the ninth. About that. I didn't catch that. Like I said, I didn't hear the end of the game because I was sleeping by that point because, you know, early start in the day. But, I mean, just looking at it, though, that's just a tough game. But not scoring any runs is not great. Man, it's difficult. I mean, it's difficult to talk about this season. I mean, there were so many high hopes for this team. There was so much excitement when Bob Nutting came out and said that they're going to make some moves and they're fully prepared to make moves to make a splash to, you know, compete, because competing is important, and, you know, that's what the team is looking to do. And so the team strives for. That was very exciting to hear. And now we've seen how they've performed without any significant reinforcements. I'll give Charrington and company credit for Joey Bart's acquisition. I mean, he's been playing well. I like that acquisition. I like how he's been doing since he's been on the team. It's about it, though. It's about the biggest move that they've made in season. Everything else, though, I mean, it's been nothing. It's been really nothing. And it just makes me less and less hopeful every day. You know, I wanted to assess this team game to game. I didn't want to get overhyped at the beginning of the season. And I think I was right in doing that. And it was nice to go game to game, and it was nice for them to keep pace. And now they're definitely not doing enough to make up ground. They're doing just enough to hang around. But they've been losing slightly more than they've been winning, and it's starting to catch up with them. Splitting the series with the Mets was not ideal. Losing the series to the Cardinals, not ideal. Miraculously, though, the Pirates are still three games out, so they're doing just enough. I mean, winning the series against the Brewers would help, but it's not going to thrust them into any playoff position. Padres still have the third wild card spot. Cardinals are second. The Mets are a half game out now. So, the Padres have lost four in a row. How about that? Well, that gives you some hope. So the Mets, Diamondbacks, Giants, and Pirates, the next four teams in line to take that spot from the San Diego Padres, that third wild card spot. Okay, seeing that gives me a little bit of hope. I don't like this season at all. This season is terrible. And not for, like, terrible reasons. Not because the Pirates are doing embarrassingly bad. They have at times done things that are bad. Telez's experiment at the beginning of the season was embarrassing. But he's made up for that now, and he's one of the best hitters in the National League now over the last couple months. I want to think about that. So many things to talk about. This team's fascinating. It is a fascinating season that I feel like won't pay off properly unless the Pirates are in the playoffs. Oh. But it's an interesting season. And now that I see that the Padres have lost four in a row, I'm a bit excited. Just immediately got a jolt of excitement. Because the Pirates, while they haven't gone on a winning streak to make up ground, they haven't gone on a really bad losing streak either in a couple months. So, I think their longest this season was 6 or 7. Which also isn't terrible compared to the 10 they lost in a row in 2023. So, yeah, I hate this season. But not because I hate the team. I hate how close they're getting without actually being in the race. Or being in one of those playoff spots. I guess they're technically in the race. But how well they're doing, but how badly they're doing while hanging around but not being in one of those three wild card slots. Duh. Tell me how you feel. If you're confused, that's fine. We can talk it out together. 412-928-9370. That's the phone number. My name is Nicholas Arikalis. Nice to talk to you this morning. Just trying to talk out my own thoughts, too. That's what I like about this show, too. I can just talk to you and really just express my own thoughts and figure out ways that I feel that I might not even intended to when I woke up in the morning. But, like, talking it through, man, it's just tough. Join me, 412-928-9370. You're welcome to call in. I take callers. I enjoy your feedback. I enjoy your questions. So feel free to do that. You can also talk to me on X at Callas_33. That's Callas _33. Give me a follow. Give me a mention. I love talking to you guys on there, and I love fielding phone calls as well. So we can do that this morning. I've got some more things to talk about. I'm going to continue to work my brain through this confusion that I'm feeling about this team and try to talk about how I feel and what the right way to feel about this season is. We'll continue to do that. We can also talk about Paul Skeens being in the All-Star game. Brian Reynolds was elected as well, but Skeens is the hot story because it seems like with two other events that have occurred or may occur here in the next couple days, and then perhaps Paul Skeens may start for the National League in the All-Star game. So we'll talk about why that should happen. We'll talk about how likely it is to happen. And we'll talk about the Pirates a little bit more as well. When I come back, my name is Nicholas Arikalis. And this is the Fan of the Morning Show right here on Sports Radio 90.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
3-7 The Fan. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. My name is Nicholas Aracalis. It's the Fan of the Morning Show. Nice to be with you. Not under great circumstances. It's one big story that I think everybody in Pittsburgh cares about. That's the Pirates lost 9-0. So boo. U.S. National Men's Soccer Team fired its head coach yesterday as well. That was announced. So that's kind of tragic as well. Not so local, but maybe not even tragic's not the right word. I mean, they have really underperformed for a little while now, and they were a group round exit at the 2024 Copa America, and that's really what sparked that decision. But that's the two big stories we're talking about. If you're interested in talking soccer with me, it's not my first sport, but you're welcome to call and express how you feel about that. Otherwise, talking Pirates this morning at 412-928-9370. Also, you can talk to me on X at Callas_33. That's Callas_33. And, Jody looked like she tweeted me yesterday. Why don't we send all our pitchers to the Home Run Derby because they give up moonshots? Martin Perez, I don't think he gave up too many home runs, if any at all. But that's not nice. Jared Jones had a home run problem a little bit when he started, and I talked about that, but he also didn't really give up enough runs to be blamed for a lot of these losses. Like, 3 runs isn't bad. It's not great when you do that consistently, but, you know, I mean, he was dominant one start, maybe gave up 3. Had his struggles once or twice, but it wasn't, like, enough to be a big problem. Paul Skeens has given up his fair share of home runs, but also, you know, that's been about it, like, 1 a game. He gives up 1 run a game, 1 or 2 runs a game. That's great. So, yeah, I don't know how much weight that holds, Jody. But, okay, yeah. You can tweet me at Callas_33. That's Callas_33. On X, give me a call, 412-928-9370. I got a couple more minutes left. I'm just trying to piece together how I feel, though. Cause, I mean, I don't think it's a giant pitching problem because you have a lot of good pitchers. Martin Perez is slowly falling out of favor for me. Speaking of pitchers, now I'm thinking about him. Slowly falling out of favor for me. I don't know. I mean, he just gives up. He's giving up contact, but, I mean, against a good team like the Brewers, it's hard contact. He's not going to get you through a playoff series. If we're still thinking that the Pirates can legitimately make it, they're only 3 games back. They're among the top 4 teams that are fighting for the third wildcard spot. So, it's not going to say it's impossible. It's just feeling less and less likely as these games go on. But they're getting closer than they were a week ago. So, you know, for whatever that's worth, I'm losing favor in him a little bit. Or losing favor toward him is how I wanted to say that. I don't know. I mean, it's tough. So when Skeens is on the mound, things feel electric. But even then, they've lost some games that he's pitched when he's only given up a run or two. And that's frustrating to see, you know, wasting his starts, not being able to score, you know, that bare minimum amount of runs to win those games or compete in those games. That's just tough. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, this season's tough. This season is really, it's fascinating and it's frustrating, but when it's exciting, it's exciting. That first game against the Mets in the series, even the last game was exciting. So was that first game against the Brewers. They played back-to-back games where they scored a pretty hefty amount of runs. And then they get blanked 9-0, and it's just, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how to feel. I really don't. It's a weird season. Now, some hope. It seems Chris Sale for the Braves is going to pitch on Sunday. That's the day before the Home Run Derby and the day before that All-Star break week. So, that's something. Tyler Glasnow is injured right now, so he's not going to pitch in the All-Star game. If Major League Baseball cares about ratings at all, Paul Skenes needs to start the All-Star game, especially with the developments of Chris Sale, who's probably not going to pitch on Tuesday when the All-Star game is. If he's pitching on Sunday, doesn't seem likely he's going to pitch or even start. And with Tyler Glass now hurt, he's obviously not going to pitch. So why not Paul Skenes? That's my question, and I think that's a fair one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.